Welcome to the Finding Peace Within podcast with your host, Ms. Lisa L. Dalton. The Finding Peace Within podcast was created to help you find your authentic self through spiritual awareness. And you do it by studying the Word of God and doing the necessary things you need to do to find your peace within. Now, get your pens and pads as we take this journey to finding peace within. Together.
Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome to the Finding Peace Within podcast. You already got the introduction, so you know I am Miss Lisa L. Dalton. Look, I want to thank you guys verbally myself for supporting the Finding Peace Within podcast. So I've been podcasting now. This would be my fifth year. And to me, it's not about all the likes and all the shares and all the views. It is about me reaching the people who need to be reached through the Finding Peace Within Ministries. And I want to say thank you. I want to also let you know that we are starting season 9. Yes, season 9. And in season 9, I will invite some of the young saints to the Finding Peace Within podcast to share their stories, to share how they feel about Jesus. What do the millennials, Gen X's and Z's and all that ZZ have to say about Jesus? And what has Jesus done for them? So season 9, we will have all the young people talking about Jesus Christ. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So we're starting out with Sister Lauren Rowell, R-O-W-E-L-L. Now, Lauren hails out of Dillon, South Carolina. We met here in Charlotte. She came to our church at Historic Sherman Memorial Church of God in Christ. At this point, it's probably 7 months ago, and God has done an amazing thing in her life. And she will be sharing her testimony and how the Lord had to take her back home and realize that the assignment was up in Charlotte. And today, man, I'm just excited about what God is doing for her and through her and in her. So get your pens and your pads and let's listen to my sister, my niece, Miss Lauren Rowell. Be blessed.
Everybody, my name is Lauren. I'm so excited to be able to share the good news, which is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Shout out to Auntie Lisa for giving me this opportunity to be able to reach to people my age. I wish I had these type of talks, and I'm glad that she uses her platform to be able to broadcast to not just people my age, but all age groups. A better, deeper understanding of the Word of God. So please, you guys, go like, subscribe my Auntie Lisa 63, Lisa L. Dalton. Please go subscribe to her YouTube channel. And thank you for allowing her platform to be used, not only by herself, but others who have something to share and a willingness to share. I want to start out in a prayer. Lord, Father God, we thank you for bringing us all together. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to share the Word of God with you, the yearning for you, the chasing after you, oh God. Father God, that I hope that this reaches a soul, Father God, that may be in that unweary stage like I was before, oh God, and that this word touches their heart, Father God, that they become the people of God that they want to be in you, Father God, that you want for them. Father God, I thank you for letting this word reach everyone and the masses. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and praise. Amen. So today, so awesome, you guys. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out, and it's just amazing how God just works in mysterious ways. God really works in mysterious ways. On Christmas Eve, everyone knows Christmas Eve was on a Sunday, and I was going to my grandmother's home to move. I was moving back to South Carolina, moved back home with grandparents, really excited about that. And I left church, and the Uber driver, he noticed I was reading my word. Like, I was in the back seat reading my word, And during that time frame, just out of the blue, he asked me, "Can you pray for me?" Like, you guys, let's just put ourselves in that mind frame. You're just in a situation where you're not even prepared. Honestly, I did not believe I was qualified for that type of just moment. Like, wow, me, God, me. Like, he wants me to pray for him. Yes, he wanted me to pray for him. So I did not feel quantified or qualified for that, but God did. You know, it's not about us. It's not about us being qualified. We got to know that we're the vessel. You know, you're the vessel that God is using himself through. You're a little bit more acceptable and willing and knowing, okay, this is the time. This is the time I've been preparing for. So I prayed for him. And, you know, on our way, when I got dropped off, the irony of it all was I got picked up from a church and I got dropped off at a church. It was just a beautiful day. And he came inside, my pastor back home. Shout out to my home church, Mount Hermon Church of God, Bishop Anthony Clausen. Shout out to my church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Sherman Memorial. Thank you, Pastor DK Samuel. You're just an awesome man of God. You guys, please, you know, Google, email those churches, give them good research. You're also people of God. But anyways, back to the topic. He came inside, he got saved, he gave his life to God, and came outside. We both came outside. I had to finish unloading the car. And he said something that was so prolific to me. He said, "I received the blessing, and it's time for me to go home." Wow, I have received the blessing, and it's now time for me to go home. Like, wow, that was a lot. And what I got from that is, it's knowing when the assignment is over and when it's time to move on. It is so imperative, body of Christ, to know when, okay, this is the assignment. I have finished it. Now it's time to move on. Sometimes we like to hold on to things because what we feel, our ideas, we get in they, those ideologies, those mindsets are hindering us from our true growth and where we need to be. His thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are not his thoughts. How could I put myself in the mind frame and the think space of what God wants for me? Like, who am I? Who are we? And not to just say it, but just to, like, who are we to think of that? You know, and it just reminds me of, I'd like to turn your attention to Saint John chapter 19, verses 30, and then we're gonna jump to verse 36. Saint John 19, chapter verse 30 reads, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." I could just visualize in that moment. He probably was like, "It is finished. Okay, my assignment is done. All right, Holy Spirit. All right, I'm finished. I'm done. It's time for me to move on. I have to move on." And I like the 36th verse because it just quantifies all that. It just ties it all together. This is how you know it was time for him. It had to happen. Like, his assignment was over because it was, let's read. And St. John 19, verse 36, "For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken." I don't want to really emphasize on the "a bone of him shall not be broken," but it was like, for these things were done. God already had it written down. Like, it's I'm outside of time. I know your timing of your life. You don't know nothing. You're nothing without me. So that's when that faith got to come kick in. That's the whole emphasis of having faith. And another thing, we holding on to our own ideologies. Sometimes we become the weapon formed against our own selves that causes us not to prosper in life because we're wanting to move on our timing instead of what God wants for us. And that's a lot. Like, you guys, me moving from Charlotte to Dillon, hindsight 2020, 5 months ago, you would have told me that, I'd have been like, man, no, I ain't going back there. There ain't nothing there. I can't grow there. I need to be here. I want this to happen. A lot of I. People of God, we got to let that I go. And I'm preaching to myself right now. You know, it's a whole lot of I's and not okay, what God want me to do? Okay, with the Holy Spirit, have you meditated on it? Have you been praying about it? Have you been fasting about it? And the Holy Spirit, a lot, and you know what's so ironic? We know it's time to go. We know it's time to go, but it don't feel away. No, it's not about a feeling. It's not about emotions. We got to get our emotions out the way and get into the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God isn't moved by emotions. It's moved by the ushering and the order of God. It's all order. It's all what God's plan is. And he has an ultimate plan for our lives. And sometimes when we stay in that assignment, that's disobedience. You're walking in disobedience at that point because you're thinking yourself higher. You're not humble anymore. Even though you feel like, oh, but I'm in a situation where I'm down bad. You still being disobedient. Where's your faith? Preaching to myself, y'all. Preaching to myself. So let's just look at what all we learned today, guys. We learned that we should know when our assignment is over. Why sometimes we don't know when to move on. Now we don't know how to move on. And how to move on is under when God tells you to. You have to be attentive to the Holy Spirit. You got to get in a time where you consecrate yourself to God. Okay, you in that unbeknownst part of your life, you get on your knees and pray. You ask for repent. You repent. You turn away from the ideologies. You turn away from the mindsets. You let go of those things. You let go of a lot of those things that had you bound, in that mind frame. You know, it's just, God is so good to us. And we have to understand when the Holy Spirit is trying to move in our lives, we have to let ourselves go. We have to step back. We have to let God have his way. So me moving from that season and that man getting saved, it just all felt so time on time on time on time. At that point, I learned, okay, God, I receive your blessing. And that blessing is to have faith and trust in you and to step back. If I did not get another Christmas gift, that was my gift. The reassurance that it's okay to trust. Getting delivered from that disobedience in my life. Getting delivered from that spirit of disobedience. Not accepting when your assignment is over is walking in disobedience. And we want to be obedient to the will of God. So if there's anyone out there who's watching this at this moment and they don't want to really let go of where God is, keep telling them over and over, it's time to leave. Your sister in Christ is speaking to you. God is speaking through me to you. get on your knees, repent, ask God to forgive you for walking in disobedience. We're taking accountability in 2024. We're not blaming mama for this. We're not blaming daddy for this. We're taking accountability. Because we have to walk in spirit and truth. That's your truth. Walking in that accountability. Taking accountability and stepping back and acknowledging where you went wrong. Moving forward. Father God, I thank you for revealing right now, Father God. Father God, I thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to really give truth and for us to self-examine, oh God. Father God, we thank you for imparting in me to be able to be a vessel used by you, me being able to understand when my assignment was over, Father God, and it was time for me to move over into where I'm at now, Father God, so that I can be able to deliver a message to someone, Father God. Father God, increase our faith, increase our love, increase our joy, and increase our yearning for you, oh God, yearning for your word, Father God. Father God, we give you thanks and praise. Father God, thank you for the ministers, the teachers, and the preachers, and the pastors. Father God, I thank you for my Auntie Lisa. I thank you for her, blessing her with this platform and the heart to want us to serve the community, serve the people of God, and help edify the people of God, oh God. Father God, I just give you the praise and glory and the honor. Amen. Man, I just feel so bad. And just for moving on, when you see people do videos, and don't get offense, because 9 times out of 10, we're preaching to our own self. A lot of this stuff is self-examination, especially when someone's filled with the Holy Spirit and they have good intentions in life. They really want to see the best for you because they want the best for themselves. They're very, very much so taking the time. They're studying this word. And they're getting into this word day and night. They're studying to show themselves approved. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. You know what? Have a blessed day. Remember, guys, before you click off, please go subscribe to Lisa L. Dalton. Please subscribe to Auntie's channel, Lisa 6 and 3. She has awesome morning words of encouragement. Please go take the time to go look through her catalog. She has a long, beautiful catalog full of very, very, very important information and golden nuggets that can help you improve your walk with Christ. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Finding Peace Within podcast with Lisa L. Dalton. Now, don't forget to connect with Lisa on all her social media outlets. Just Google her name, Lisa L. Dalton, or Finding Peace Within, and you'll find her there. And remember this, a centered soul is a centered mind.